The Art of Architecture is on display at the Guggenheim Museum in New York. The Guggenheim is presenting the largest retrospective ever devoted to Frank Gehry. David Darcy reports on Gehry's long career and what's in store for the future.
All summer, the same Guggenheim spiral that's been filled with motorcycles and Armani clothes will be packed with objects made by Frank Gehry and his office. There are cardboard armchairs and bentwood furniture, and 20 truckloads of handmade sculptural models of 40 building projects, many using crushed paper to simulate wood and wavy metal. Even as the guest of honor in the atrium that Frank Lloyd Wright designed, Gehry couldn't resist a swipe at some of his clients.
Between the client and the contractor, the architect is often treated like the little woman. Sweetie, you are just so cute and talented, and we love what you're doing, but us big mans know how to build it. You know, we're the... And they don't know shit. So we have to teach them.
Visitors can see that process at work in the models, says curator Mickey Friedman.
It shouldn't be simply another collection of beautiful this and that and the other drawings, models, etc., which all architecture shows attempt to be. But what we were trying to do here is to show people how architecture happens, how it gets made, the relationship of the architect to the client. The relationship of the place to the project place is everything.
Friedman curated a retrospective in 1986 that built Gehry's reputation outside of Los Angeles. Gehry has now won just about every architecture prize there is. Director Sidney Pollack is making a feature documentary about him, and a biography is in the works. Dozens of cities are vying to get Gehry to design them a version of his Guggenheim Museum Bilbao. Gehry and Guggenheim director Thomas Krenz have their eyes on New York. A model of their $800 million plan for Lower Manhattan is the first exhibit visitors see. Architecture critic Martin Filler says it turns a survey into a sales pitch.
I think the selection of projects for the Gehry retrospective at the Guggenheim very much is directed toward the ultimate goal of the Guggenheim's new building in Lower Manhattan. I think it has been sort of channeled towards this as the sort of culmination and conclusion. And one can hardly blame the institution or Tom Krenz for doing it, or even Frank for complying with that point of view, since certainly Guggenheim Bilbao was the proverbial project of a lifetime. And Frank owes the institution a great deal, as they owe him a great deal as well.
Filler is likely to be Gehry's biographer. He has a paradox or two to resolve. Gehry started building things by hand with cheap materials, but now designs huge museums with titanium walls by computer. The renegade artist who designed an electric guitar to be auctioned off by Al Gore's campaign is now the subject of a retrospective funded by the energy conglomerate Enron, the largest corporate donor to George W. Bush. Gehry's now 72, on the older side of a profession where the conventional wisdom is that life starts at 60. Another professional cliché is that an architect's most important work goes unbuilt. More of that work would have made a better Gehry exhibition, says Martin Filler.
I think there are a number of things missing from the exhibition, not only in terms of the several projects that might have been very telling by their inclusion, such as the Samsung Museum in Korea, which I think is one of his most interesting recent works. But quite aside from specific projects, I think the introduction of a more critical point of view, rather than the frankly celebratory tone of the exhibition might have deepened it and in fact only enhanced Gehry's credibility at this point.
Gehry's latest unbuilt project is in the show, the New York Times headquarters, a commission he seemed likely to get until he withdrew from it after a dispute with Times management. It would have been Gehry's first built skyscraper. There's also a model of a house for Cleveland insurance executive Peter Lewis, which cost $80 million not to build. Gehry calls it his MacArthur grant because it cost so much and he learned so much from it. There's also Walt Disney Concert Hall, which looks like Bilbao but predates it. It was almost abandoned when its budget was overspent. It's now under construction in Los Angeles almost a decade after Gehry designed it. A pivotal Gehry design that's not in the show is the American Center in Paris, which went broke after it opened in the early 1990s. Its management tried to blame Gehry. It's a sore point for the architect. So is new criticism that Bilbao's titanium walls are developing stains. Gehry says the cities begging him for new museums aren't picking his work apart, nor are artists who want their works in Gehry spaces.
Whatever you think of Bilbao, if you're an artist, you damn well want to be there because the building has created a sense of importance, just like this building did. Even though it didn't work for many years, I would rather have my stuff here than in one of those faceless boxes. And my life with the artists over the years, my friends, I've heard that so much. They want to be in an important place, in a good place, an exciting place.
Frank Gehry may now be feeling a tension between creating places for the man who gave him the Bilbao Commission and creating his own legacy, says critic Martin Filler.
I think he's very self-conscious about how he will be perceived in the future. Although he seems very modest and very soft-spoken, I think he's a man of towering cultural ambitions. Frank has always been, of course, very receptive to popular culture, the influences of it on him, but I think he also knows where to draw the line and not to overstep his bounds.
Taking on the job of designing exhibitions for the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas, Gehry says, was another favor for Guggenheim director Tom Krenz. And he says if you don't like the Bilbao shapes in his work, just give him time.
I try not to repeat myself. I don't think I do, but you can't escape yourself, you know. And it's hard to invent a new language for every building. I've tried to do that, but it's impossible. It takes an incubation period in time. So there, I would say there's a kind of an evolution and things change a certain amount, but they grow out of each other.
Gehry's now experimenting with new shapes in automobile design. A new Gehry building style may emerge this summer with the unveiling of a planned cluster of buildings in Biloxi, Mississippi, a museum for the idiosyncratic pottery of George Orr, who's been called the Frank Gehry of ceramics. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.